Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, Doc, I'm well and I'm blessed, man. Hope all is well with you and our listeners out there, man. It's that transaction season, man. We're going through it right now with the Rams, from free agency to, you know, guys coming in, guys who are leaving. And that other big part of it is still ramping up right now. We got that draft coming up, man, April 28th. So got to see where we are, man. I think our first pick is in the third round, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think the thing about it, man, is that the Rams are almost like, you know, damn the draft, man, because they went all out the last couple of years getting picks, man, like forget the draft. But they're still in the draft. We're still in the draft, so they're going to pick up some pieces. But speaking about picking up some pieces, right now, let's just say the draft is it ain't going to happen. Let's say that they say everything stops. They say, you know, we're going to start the 2022-2023 season tomorrow. If that were to happen with our Rams, with what they've done and what they've lost this offseason, if it all stopped today, would we be the repeat favorites to win the Super Bowl for the second year in a row? If everything stopped right now, Isaac.
Well, if you were to put an exclamation point at the end of, you know, free agency, you know, guys coming, guys who have left, I think first of all, we're in a really good position just based on what's happening in our own division. Because as a leader, as a coach, as a, you know, team leader, you want to make sure that division is secured first and foremost before you start looking at postseason play, where you're going to play and ultimately playing in the Super Bowl in Arizona this year. I would say we're in a really good position to win our division right now, Doc, just based on what's transpired in Seattle. Russell Wilson, he's gone. Just looking at the uncertainty of Arizona and their quarterback situation right now. They lose one of their playmakers on the outside, Christian Kirk, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They also lose Chandler from that defensive end spot that, you know, that could rush the passer. So we're not really sure how fortified or they are right now in the division. And you look at the San Francisco 49ers. They're still holding on to Jimmy Garoppolo and really haven't anointed Trey Lance as the starter for next year's team. So we don't know where they are. So there's a lot of stuff that's mixed in with the other three teams in this division. So just looking at the Rams right now, first and foremost, I say if we were to stop and pause, I'd say we'd be the NFC West division champions. Now, what does that say? That say we get a home game at home playoff game, and we knew how tough it was for teams to come into SoFi Stadium where we had it rolling last year and to win a football game. So you only got to win two games from there, Doc. And, you know, you're pretty much in a position to be the number one and number two seed in the entire NFC conference. So that being said, I would have to say yes. I know I may sound like a homer, but at the same time, Doc, I mean, it's really laid out. And the AFC compared to the NFC is super competitive, is super locked up right now with so many great quarterbacks in the AFC versus what we have in the NFC with Matt Stafford and, say, Tom Brady over there in Tampa Bay, man. So those are the two teams that I say that are vying for that position. But right now I say it's the Rams, man, leading the pack.
Damn, bro. I mean, that was a great answer, man. You broke it down. I wasn't even expecting all that. I was expecting a yes or a no. So that was a great answer, man, because you went through every NFC West team and gave some great points. So because my ass was going to be like, yeah, man, hey, what you think? What you expect, man? We lost these dudes, but we added these dudes. So great answer, man. But going back, hey, staying in the NFC West, you're right. Seattle, okay, we pretty much – y'all just say forget it. Y'all going to start over. Okay, cool. Do what you – Arizona won't know what the hell going on with y'all. Really don't care. But San Francisco is – because, bro, you know, they still holding on to Jimmy Garoppolo, but the one dude that they going to have that who causes us problems is Deebo Samuel, man. You know, that's the dude. Yeah. You know, he's still on the team. Yeah, unless they trade him, and that ain't finna happen. You know what I'm saying? So, but my answer to that question would be yes, because if I think about the other teams, let's say we get out of the NFC West. Okay, cool. We out of the NFC. Then we look at the other NFC team. Oh, say Green Bay, we expecting you all, but y'all dumbasses let Devontae Adams get out of there. I'm sorry, man. Say what you want to say. You give your quarterback all that money, but then you don't give him anybody to throw to. So Green Bay, whatever. You know, Dallas, y'all do what y'all do. I'm just bringing y'all name up because Cowboy fans suck. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady is coming back, but who knows what y'all going to look like. Dude, old man, your head coach, like, since Tom Brady coming back, I'm retiring. I'm getting up out of here. But Ty Bowles is elevated, you know, magically melanated man, promoted to head coach. So looking at them, but my question, my answer to my own question would be yes as well. Because when we look at, we lost Von Miller, correct? Von Miller got paid, came back to the Rams and traded for him, got to the Rams, and, you know, big reason why we won the Super Bowl, got that loop from Buffalo. Hey, man, I ain't mad at you. We lost him, but we brought back two dudes we needed to, and that was on that offensive line, Note Bloom and Allen, man, the center. Then to add Allen Robinson and to bring in Bobby Wagner. So I would say, yes, I like our chances because even though we lost Von Miller, some of the pieces we've added helps offset that, and I like what we're doing on offense. So my thing would be like, heck yeah, but we still need to add something on the defense, Isaac. Now, we know with the draft's coming up, we have some free agents out there, and that's some talk that the Rams are interested in at least pursuing Tyrann Mathieu. You know, the dude from LSU, man, who just a honey badger, who's all over the place. Now, I like it. If, you know, why not? If, you know, if the pretty girl, even though you got five pretty girls, if it's another pretty girl that you know, at least talk to her, see if she's interested. So Tyrann Mathieu, as far as football is concerned, is a pretty girl. So the Rams have to at least say, hey, you know, I want to holler at you. Can I get your number? But how do you feel about the Rams possibly pursuing and getting Tyrann Mathieu to go in the defensive secondary?
Well, Doc, it's a position of importance. I mean, let's look at it this way. We were pretty young in our defensive backfield last year, especially when Fuller went down with his injury, and we had to go out and get Eric Weddle to fill that spot. And he became an important piece in what we were trying to do defensively. I think he finished his Super Bowl with about 13 tackles with a torn pec. So being able to have an opportunity to bring in a Tyrann Mathieu to our squad and what he brings to the table, he's been a leader everywhere he's gone, from LSU to the Houston Texans, over to Kansas City for years. He's been a captain on those teams. So I think he brings in a lot more just his physical ability, but his mental leadership to get guys to be able to line up and to play at a level that I think he's used to playing at right now since he's been with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think it'll be a perfect match bringing him in. And just imagine, Doc. So you go from defensive line with Aaron Donald, future Hall of Famer. Then there's playing behind him a Bobby Wagner, future Hall of Famer. And then you go into our defensive secondary with the potential of having Jalen Ramsey and Tyrann Mathieu back there and patrolling. I mean, there's a lot of Hall of Famers on that defense, man. We could very well look like what the L.A. Lakers look like from a basketball standpoint, but the level of play, completely different.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, we won't look like the Lakers, but we don't want to play like them because they added all them dudes, and that crap did not work at all. But the thing I like about Tyrann Mathieu, man, and I think would be a good selling point for the Rams, because I don't know how much money the Rams got left in salary cap. I don't know if they probably can offer him about $6 or $7 million a year. He might want more than that. But the fact that the Rams did this last year with free agents, you know, OBJ coming in and rejuvenating his career before he got hurt, you know, Von Miller coming in, even though he had that deal left with Denver, but coming, you know, able to ball out with Aaron Donald and get that loop. Tyrann Mathieu, man, the fact that the dude is a ball hawk. And the thing I like about it, he's a for sure tackler, and he can play safety, and you can throw him in that cornerback because dude can cover the slot, and he can patrol in the safety, and he'll knock your head off. So that's what I like about it, and it's good to talk about, man, but you're right, just the optics, the optimism of adding Tyrann Mathieu to a defense that already has Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, man, and now Bobby Wagner. I mean, another superstar. Les Snead, man, we have to clap it up for Les Snead because – the formula worked last year when they was like, you know what, last year we ain't going to worry about the draft. We're going to just try to win the Super Bowl, and it did, and they did. So it looked like, you know, that's the same formula a lot of other teams are probably going to try to use as well, even though we've lost some coaches. So, you know, Les Snead, man, do you think Les Snead gets as much credit, I guess, national media than he, you know, enough credit? Because, I mean, dude makes moves, and he takes chances and takes risks, and they paid off, bro.
Well, Doc, we say, and there's a term that says the highest form of flattery is when someone else copies what you do. So this being a copycat league, now you just start to look around the league and see the way the Rams are conducting business. Other teams are starting to conduct business the exact same way. They want these big names. These guys were probably not happy, as happy where they are as they used to be. and probably on the last year of the contract, they're more willing to give up these draft picks. We just saw here recently the Saints and the Philadelphia Eagles give up draft picks, first round draft picks. So guys or general managers around the league are more looking towards, you know, the veteran guys who have proven already that you can still pick up and they still have some more juice in, that you can probably play at a premium for probably one or two seasons, bring these guys in for teams to have that win now mentality and go in and try to push you over the top. So we've seen that happen, and Les has been at the forefront of it. He gets a lot of credit for what has transpired as far as the transactions he's made. And, you know, he's got Mr. Kroenke standing behind him. So it's a perfect match with Mr. Kroenke, the general manager, and the head coach. When you have those three, two out of those three, you're looking like a pretty good team. But when you have three out of three, you're looking like a really good team that could push for championships. And that's what happened.
Now you said championships with an S. We have a championship. This version of the Rams, 2022 Super Bowl champions. Now, Isaac, talk about the pressure and expectations, man, being the defending Super Bowl champion. Because when you all won a Super Bowl, everybody's expecting you all to win it again the next year. Didn't happen, but talk about the mindset during that offseason, man, because everybody looking at you now, everybody throwing them rocks at you, they got their red dot on you. Does the preparation change as a player, as a top player, after you won the Super Bowl? Do you ramp it up physically and mentally, or you just kind of pretty much keep it the same?
I think you ramp it up more mentally than you do physically, Doc. I mean, you recognize and are aware that you're now the target. So you get everybody's best, particularly in your division. The other three general managers in your division will be drafting against what you do best. I remember when we won the Super Bowl, the teams that were in our division, they just all went out and started drafting cornerbacks, safeties, and guys who could probably pressure the quarterback, make Kirk get the ball out of his hand a lot faster. That's what happens. So that's the effect. When you win a Super Bowl within your division, you're going to have that effect. And once the schedule is out and once the season starts to kick in, everybody that comes in SoFi Stadium, when you go somewhere on the road, you're getting everybody's best, man, because you're that measuring stick now that everybody wants to compete against and wants to be like. They want to be a Super Bowl champion. So as far as the Los Angeles Rams are concerned, their approach should be, from a mentality standpoint, is last year was last year. This is a new year. We want to be multiple champions, and winning one Super Bowl does not make you a multiple Super Bowl champion. Winning two, winning three puts you in that position to be talked about every time, anytime professional football is played, and you want to be in that group of one of the best teams ever.
And Rams, if y'all listening, leave the damn uniforms alone, because I thought that was wrong with the Rams back then. We won a Super Bowl in the traditionals, then you want to change the uniforms the next season, like you and it didn't work out. Leave the damn uniforms alone, man. They got good karma in it and everything, but just this Ram squad, even if we look at the draft, bro, you know, I ain't even just really looked at players to plug and play, because I'm looking at positions and what we need to add. But me, if I'm going into the draft, I'm not really worried about too much on the offensive side of the ball. If I'm the Rams, I'm like, okay, we got to – let's try to get a DB, because you can get a DB in those rounds where we got picks, or a good defensive player or another linebacker. Maybe an end, but hell, the way Aaron Donald plays, it really doesn't matter, man. But I do want to say this, you know, just say next year when they had a Super Bowl ring ceremony, right, if they have it during the game. I always wondered this, man. You know, you got new players to the squad who just got there, cats who just got drafted. They giving y'all Super Bowl rings, and cats just looking over to the side, you know, with the – you ain't getting one, bro. You know what I'm saying? I always wonder, does that motivate them? Man, let me get a Super Bowl ring. I'm standing up, man. These cats ain't got these checks. They getting these big chunkies. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if that motivates new dudes to the squad when they see the old squad getting their Super Bowl rings, bro.
I think times two, Doc. I mean, any player that's in the National Football League right now, you know, from my perspective is, you know, you should want to play and be a Super Bowl champion first and foremost. That's the reason why you play this sport at this level, to be a professional at the highest level of football, to be a Super Bowl champion, to play in the Super Bowl. So, you know, the new guys that are coming in, fortunately, it's not like the NBA where you get your rings the first game of the season on the court. Yeah. You know, they'll probably have a ceremony prior to that somewhere downtown Los Angeles in the Ritz. You know, rent out one of those ballrooms and just have a celebration for the guys that were actually on that team and pass the rings out. But yeah, most definitely, man. You, Bobby Wagner has now become a part of another Super Bowl championship organization. So, you know, his job right now is to push that team to further heights. It's now within his grasp to do that. So, you know, not only him, but everyone else that's coming in, the new guys that are coming in, even the draft picks that are coming in, it's your job to push this marker to our third Super Bowl championship. And that's what the focus should be.
Well, I know if it was me, man, if I would have still been there after we got good and stuff, man, we'd have had to get me a ring. I'm wearing that joint to practice. So the new guy would be like, get you one, boy. I'm throwing it in his face. Get you one. Boy, get you one. Then I'm going to lock it up, make sure anybody go, don't nobody steal it. But anyway, bro, anything else you want to add before we get out of here, man? We're just looking forward to the draft, man. Luckily, we hadn't had any big news to talk about. But anything else you want to add, Pro Football Hall of Famer, before we get out of here?
Well, Doc, I tell you what, man, it may not be big news to you, but it is big news to you. May not be big news to everyone listening, but, you know, on this show, we currently talk about how Father God is moving amongst his people, waking us up, yes. and the wealth transfer is now in effect. So I want to give a big shout out to one of my former teammates on this show, Mr. Roland Williams, man. Mr. Roland Williams, a former champion, is the head of the J2 Medical Supply Company, secures a PPE production deal worth more than $400 million annually, doctor. So the wealth transfer is in a place, and I love seeing stuff like this. And normally when I sit back and I watch the transactions under these shows, on these sports television shows, and the money that's being given out, I always like to say, praise the Lord, I'm next.
All praises to the Most High. Roland Williams, the tight end, the big dog, man. I was just watching at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We was at the hotel just watching him, man. My man had a great personality. Funny, man. That's a big-ass dude, too, man. Yeah. But, hey, big dude with a
tougher
big
than
brain.
Nails.
Huh?
Tougher than nails.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Hey, Roland Williams, congratulations, bro. All praises to the Most High, man. I'm happy for you on that, man. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, man. But, and with that, unless Isaac and Celeste, something else you want to say, man, that's it, bro. Anything else? Okay, Roland Williams, salute to you, my God. Most High God, definitely salute to you. But that's going to do it for another great edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.